To be fair, it could have been four with a penalty, but even still, you know, even 3-0, you know, it's another game we've come away, dominated possession, played the better football and created the most chances and ended up getting beat. So I think it's a learning curve for all of the players in there. And, you know, I said to him that sometimes you've got to be a little bit nasty and a bit more ruthless. But you're right, anybody who sees that, we are 3-0. But I'm pretty sure if you look at the statistics, it's certainly not a 3-0.
Yeah, because recently it's been a case of, you know, you've been drawing too many games, not being able to turn dominance into wins. Is that actually a harsh lesson on you today?
Pretty much so, yeah. I said to the players, look, we look like a good team today, but looking like a good team and turning it into being a good team is two different things. So we need to be careful that we don't always look like a good team and then not get what we deserved. And like I said, we set our stall out, we play the right way, we do the right things. And to be fair, the players did it as well today. But the two 18-yard boxes, I've been told for quite a while by a lot of experienced managers now that what you do in between the two 18-yard boxes is irrelevant. They're the two most important, and I think that was proved right today.
Certainly was when Jamie Foxx, I don't know if that had a bubble for him at 1-0, and that could have been so different if that had gone in.
Yeah. You know, we had numerous chances today. Jamie's probably had as many shots today as he's had all season. So, but you're right, it's a pretty decent chance. If it's a bobble, then, you know, it's a bobble. But we should still be doing better with some of the chances that we've had.
What's the news on Matt Sparrow? He went off after half an hour.
Yeah, he had a bit of an hamstring problem after the game on Friday. But it's not a sort of pull or anything. It's just a bit of nerve problems. And he said as he was trying to sprint during the game, it was just getting tighter and tighter. So we could have kept him on, but the chances are if he carries on any longer and pulls it, then, you know, we've got 4 weeks left, I think, of the season. So, you know, we need to be aware that we certainly don't want him out for all the season.
Obviously, main positive in recent weeks, although I've been sort of clinging to hopes of making the playoffs. I mean, is that it for you now, or do you just keep going until it's mathematically impossible?
I haven't seen the results or the league table, so I don't know, if I'm honest. But mathematically impossible, then we keep going. But, you know, it is going to be tough with back-to-back home games now at MK Dons and Sheffield United. That is going to be tough. So, whether it's playoffs or not, I think we've done extremely well considering what we've done this season, the changes that have gone on, the things that have gone on over the last few weeks behind the scenes. I think the players have been fantastic, and we need to make sure that we don't let that fizzle out. And at times today we did look a little bit like we can't go up, we can't go down, and we just look nice. So we're going to make sure over the next 6 weeks, or next six games, sorry, that that's not the case.